the nettles and weeds, through the mud, yelling my head off. All the way, I was thinking of Jimmy and that field next to my school in Boyacá. For a moment, I had a taste of that same freedom, but then it was gone. Our barrio was called Patio Bonito, which means pretty terrace, but there wasn't much that was pretty about the place or our lives. It must have been tough on my dad to be kicked off the farm like that, but I didn't understand it at the time. I just saw him coming home drunk and taking his disappointment and anger out on all of us. I learned to depend on him less, but I wanted to help my mother. When I was 10 years old, I started working. I thought everyone in the family should help out. Besides, life was easier if you had some coins in your pocket. One girl at school worked for a businessman who gave her peas to sell, and they split the profits. I did the same. I took as many packets of peas as I could carry and walked the streets from Corabastos Market toward the Candelaria Nueva. When all the peas were gone, I caught the bus back. It was hard work and not always safe. Sometimes I got robbed and lost everything. So when I was 12, I started